Whether you are a new podcaster or you have been doing it for a while, there are some podcasting myths that we tend to feed into or listen to that are just not relevant, especially when it comes to marketing our podcast. Today, we're going to talk through 6 potential podcast marketing myths that you might be following and what you should be doing instead, as well as talking about my upcoming podcast marketing workshop, which is free and you'll be able to join after this episode to learn more about how you can maybe step outside of just social media marketing and market your podcast in new and innovative and fun ways. Welcome to the Listeners to Leads podcast, where we're helping podcasters launch and maintain lead generating shows. I'm your host, Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency. On this show, you'll hear my guests and I discuss everything that it takes to launch a successful podcast and keep it running. If you're ready to get leads, land speaking gigs, and create a deeper connection with your audience through your podcast, then this is the show for you. This episode is going to be so good and jam-packed full of myths and maybe what you should be doing instead. But before we get into that, I want to share a story. I am part of a podcast collaborative group. It is female founders, people who are very interested in making sure that your podcast is standing up for things that we believe in. It's a very selective group of people, but I love that community because it's all podcasters and I get to hear maybe what are some of those struggles that people are struggling with their shows. And one of the people in the collective was saying, man, social media is just not doing it. I'm not getting any traction. I'm posting about my show. I'm doing all of these things. What am I supposed to do? And the collective kind of, yeah, me too, was that none of us are getting the type of traction or excitement that we expect or have previously seen or historically seen promoting our podcasts on social media. And I wonder if this is part of just social media and AI. Are people feeling like, is this AI creating it or did a person actually create it? We've also been seeing some recent TikToks that have come out where it's two people talking as if they're on a podcast and they're promoting a product. But these two do not have a podcast and these companies are using it as a way to promote their products without actually having these hosts or these two people have a podcast. So what is it? What is it about social media that is just maybe disenchanting us a little bit? And if you find yourself disenchanted with social media and that's the only place that you are currently marketing your podcast, this is the episode for you. Let's go ahead and get right in. Myth number one, posting on social media or cross-posting on social media is the only thing that you need to be doing to effectively market your show. When I went to school and I went to college, I got a degree in marketing and business management. I have a dual bachelor's. I wish marketing was as simple as throwing something up on social media and then knowing that, yep, it's going to get discovered. Everyone's going to find it. All of the people who are my potential listeners are going to find this and it's going to be great. This oversimplifies this idea that marketing is social media. And I think we have it in our minds that that is the truth when really it's not. Marketing is so much more. It's about what I like to say, starting with that market research, starting with where is it that my ideal listener is hanging out? Is it at my local coffee shop? Is it at the soccer field? Is it at conferences or events? Are those the places that I need to be hanging out and talking about my show? Or is throwing it at social media where everyone can look and see it? Is that really going to get me the traction that I want? Now, remember, during that workshop, and that is going to be on April 30th, and then we will have a replay for those of you who are not able to join us live. You can go to galatimedia.com/workshop to sign up. And if you're listening to this after the fact, we will have the replay available for you as well. Now, right after we do this workshop and I talk through plenty of different ways that you can market your podcast, we will also be doing a podcast marketing bingo challenge. Now, what I love about this is that I am going to be giving away one free podcast strategy audit where we will talk through your podcast. I'll audit your show and give you my tips, tricks, and strategies and things to do to improve your current show. Now, that is going to be well-rounded, not just around the marketing, and you get to ask me any questions that you want. So if bingo is something that you're interested in, as well as learning how to effectively and efficiently grow your show, then don't miss out on either of those, the workshop or the bingo challenge that will be happening afterwards. As far as I know, you should be able to get the bingo challenge at any time, but we're going to have a certain window where you will be able to get that free seat with me to talk through your podcast strategies. All right, let's go ahead and move on to myth number two. If you don't see immediate results, then you must be doing something wrong. I had this conversation recently with someone where, you know, he was asking questions about podcasting and the industry and where it's going and helping my clients understand, especially when they first sign on with us, what the actual expectation is to see results. Most of our clients will not see results within that first 6 months. Podcasting is a long game. We can see some results, yes, especially if they already have an established audience. They already have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers. Yes, we can see those results fairly quickly. But for the majority of our clients who are focusing their attention on creating consistent content, we tell them a podcast should be approached just like as if you were to start a YouTube channel today. What would be your expectations? You wouldn't expect to hit 10,000 followers in the first week. You wouldn't expect to even hit 10,000 followers maybe in the first 6 months at all. So why do we put that expectation on another form of content that is a slow game, that is something that people enjoy binging? So once you hit a year, which is where most podcasters will actually start to see results, once you hit that year, you've hit your stride. You know how to create content. You know how to interview people way better than you did, you know, a year before that. And you're able to start seeing those results. You're starting getting DMs from people saying, oh my goodness, that was an incredible episode. So don't give up just because you didn't see results right away. I promise, as you continue to market your podcast in different ways, you begin to use different strategies, you will get to see those results, but do not expect them right away, please. Myth number three is that you believe you maybe can't compete with those celebrities or those shows that have been around for years. Well, I don't think that you should be comparing yourself to celebrities at all, especially if you are an independent podcaster. I do think that there is some issue with this idea. This makes you feel like you are not even going to succeed, so why even bother? And I'm going to tell you now, your message is something that someone needs to hear. They need to hear your voice talking about what it is that you do. And I want to make sure that your message gets out there. So if you literally never work with me or you never listen to another episode, but you hear this soundbite of me saying, don't give up. Someone out there needs to hear what you have to say, and you do it and you put your podcast out there, then I'm happy. That makes me happy because that is my mission. And reason why that's my mission is because growing up, I grew up in a cult. And if you've been listening to it for any amount of time, you know a bit of my story. But I grew up in a cult, which meant that my voice was not to be heard, I was not to be even seen, especially being a child in a cult. So cult leaders usually are the ones who have the ultimate power, the ultimate voice. And as someone who grew up there, it was like, you're a child. You don't have any voice. You don't have an opinion. You cannot say anything about what your life looks like. And I want to be able to empower not just my clients, but also you as listeners, that you get to put your voice out there. You get to have something incredible to say. So don't let this defeat you. Don't let this stop you. I am obviously very passionate about people creating impactful and mission-driven podcasts, and I don't want you to give up. And I want you to do it effectively and efficiently so that you can actually reach your listeners. Myth number four is that SEO is not important. It's gone out the window. I don't need to worry about SEO for my podcast. That is not true. Please, for the love of all that is green, please focus on SEO for your podcast. I have a very dear friend, Emily Aborn. She's been on my podcast before. I've mentioned her many times on here. And she recently signed on with a client with a strategy session that they had been searching in their podcast player app. Not even Google, not anywhere else. They were in their podcast listening app. They searched for a topic. Her episode came up. They binged through a few of her episodes and then hired her and said, I need to have a strategy session with you. That is the power of SEO. So it goes beyond whatever is going to happen with Google in the coming years or even months, right? We're seeing some shifts and changes as search engines are changing and shifting. And so it's important that we focus on what is working right now, which SEO is still working. So let's make sure that we are going back, optimizing past episodes. And we're going to talk about that in the workshop, optimizing past episodes. That is something I am painstakingly doing for listeners to leads. We're going to go back and fiddle through everything and make sure that all 100 plus of these episodes are optimized for search engines. Not just for Google, not just for YouTube, but also for these podcast players as well. Number five, you should only be inviting big names onto your show, and that is how you are going to grow. Again, I feel like this oversimplifies so much of marketing and so much of podcasting. When it comes to having really big guests, it's important that the content is still valuable for your listeners. So yes, you might see a spike in the number of downloads you get for that episode, but did anybody stay for anything else? Most likely not. And that is not something that you want or need to see in your stats. It is makes you feel very frustrated. It makes you feel like, oh, am I not good enough? A lot of that validation is external because that person was great. And obviously people aren't staying for me. We don't need to feel like that. So instead, have some variety, right? And this is to say you don't even have to have an interview style podcast to have a successful thousands of downloads podcast. We have one client where she recently hit 250 episodes, I want to say, or she's very close. And she has had almost exclusively solo episodes. About every 10 episodes, she will have one person on to talk. And so all of her other episodes are solos and they are all a little less than 20 minutes per episode. So they're not very long. She's not going long about the topics. She's getting very straight to the point and she is seeing thousands of downloads for her numbers. You have to be clear on what it is of your goal of having these interviews. Is it to get in front of these guests? And if so, then how are you being strategic with those relationships? Is it so that they can bring value to your audience? Is there someone who is maybe less of a celebrity or less of a public figure on that topic who has a small but very, very engaged audience that would be perfect for you? These are things that you really have to consider as you're being strategic with being able to grow your show and market your show into new places. So don't just focus on those big celebrities or those bigger names because 9 times out of 10, they do not share your episode with their audience, which that's not something you need. You don't need to waste your time with that, especially if they're not also providing tons of value for your listeners. Myth number six is that you should only be focusing on promoting your most recent episode. Now, the reason that this is not good is because your podcast listeners can go back and listen to any of your episodes. And if that content is evergreen, then why are we not repurposing it? I'm going to give you some ways that I currently and very purposefully repurpose my content. So this week I had episode 13 of Successful Podcasting Unlocked, which is the sister podcast to this show. And that is all solo episodes, 10 minutes or less, or at least I try 10 minutes or less. That show had its 13th episode go live this week. On LinkedIn, I shared an article that was talking about episode 9. from that LinkedIn article talking about something that I talked about weeks ago, I was able to secure a podcast interview. So me being a guest on someone else's show. Not only that, I also had someone reach out and say, oh my goodness, I love what you're doing. Let's see if there's a way that we can collaborate. I was able to show up as an expert sharing an episode that happened weeks ago. I told my friend that she needed to do this as well. Finding ways to repurpose that past content into something new, especially if that content is still relevant today. Obviously, for a podcast like a news podcast or a daily podcast where you're talking about more current events, it might not make sense. But for a show that is constantly churning out evergreen content that is valuable for all podcasters, no matter where they are in their journey, it's important that we're sharing it. Another way that I am purposefully resharing past episodes is 3 times a week on both LinkedIn and Facebook. I have evergreen posts go live. So it will pull from a group or a collection of past episodes and it will reshare that episode. That is a way for me to keep my content alive and fresh and top of mind for my followers, because just because they listened 3 months ago, they might still need that content again today. Or if they listened a year ago, they're definitely going to need that content again. So find ways that you can make the most of not just your last episode, but make the most of it. Really stretch it out. We are creating so much content as podcasters that if we're not making the most of it, then it really is not only doing us a disservice, but it's doing our audience a disservice as well, because they are missing out on so much of this incredible content. If any of these myths really made you sit back and think, I feel like I could probably be doing a little better on marketing my show, then please, please, please join us for the podcast marketing workshop on April 30th. We will also, like I said, have replays available ongoing for people. No matter when you listen to this episode, you will be able to get that. And be sure to join us for the podcast marketing bingo challenge. I am so jazzed. I know people don't say jazzed anymore, but that's okay. I'm so jazzed for it. I'm excited. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice. I'm excited for this podcast marketing bingo challenge. And I'm excited to see you guys get some results with what you're creating. So as always, come connect with me on social media. Let me know which of these myths was like, oof, I kind of subscribed to that, or I kind of felt like that was true. I need to do better. Let me know, because I would love to hash it out with you, talk through some strategies that we're using, and I would love to have you join us for the workshop and for the challenge. Until next time, happy podcasting. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Listeners to Leads. If you found something in this episode valuable, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend who you know would also get value from it. Want to send me a message? My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. You can find me at alicia.galati. Let me know what your favorite takeaway was from the episode. And don't forget, turning those listeners into leads is actually easy.